Well, most American homes are heated with fossil fuels, mainly with natural gas. But in an effort to increase efficiency and reduce carbon footprints, some are making the shift to electric heat pumps. Here to explain is Vijay Modi, who is a professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Pleasure to be here, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, what are heat pumps and how do they work?
So heat pumps are very similar to air conditioners. You come home on a hot day, you turn it on, it cools down your room. But even after the room is cool, the outside heat wants to keep coming in. And what an air conditioner does is, using electricity and a compressor, keeps your room cool by taking heat from inside the room and dumping it outside. Mm-hmm. And that way, it maintains a steady, cold temperature inside. A heat pump can do both, keep you cool in the summer and keep you warm in the winter.
Using a compressor.
So in the winter, it uses electricity to drive a compressor again. But now it takes heat from the outside and quote-unquote, pump it into your inside space. And in doing that, it is far more efficient on most days than baseboard heating.
Why? Why is it more efficient?
Because it utilizes the outside heat from the cold air to put it in rather than create heat the way a toaster does. It literally converts that electricity into heat. That's what baseboard heating is. And that's why baseboard is not efficient, whereas a heat pump actually moves heat from the outside to the inside.
What is the difference in cost in having a heat pump versus having a traditional, gas furnace or heating your home in another way?
There are two issues of cost. One is the first cost, and then there's the recurrent cost. Let's talk about the first cost. Most homes in the U.S. have a central forced air heating system. Many already have a central air conditioning tied into that forced air system. Mm-hmm. If you have that, then the next time you replace your AC, you just replace it with a heat pump, and it would only cost you a couple of $1,000s more. If you don't have an existing central air, it may cost you $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, depending on the size of the home. But the good thing is it will do both cooling and heating for you.
Okay. And then what about the cost of actually operating a heat pump versus a traditional heater?
So in terms of operating cost, let's take a typical cold day in the Northeast. Let's say it's 30 to 40 degree Fahrenheit. If you used heating oil, it will take you, let's say, 2 gallons a day to heat your home. At $3 a gallon, that's about $6. If you had one of these heat pumps I'm talking about, you'll use about 20 units of electricity to do the same job, and that will cost you $3 that day, about half of what you paid for oil. So first of all, if you are using fuel oil or propane, on most days, you would cut your fuel bill, so to speak, by half.
Hmm.
But more than that, that fuel oil would have put out about 50 pounds of carbon dioxide in the air. Whereas, if I'm in New York, our grid is clean and it's going to get cleaner. But even with the current grid, I would put out only half the emissions into the air of CO2. So it's kind of a win-win. It's both cheaper to operate and it puts out half the emissions today. Of course, we in New York have just passed a very aggressive law, Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, that will drive down those heat pump emissions even lower. Whereas if you continue to use, some of the fossil fuels, those emissions won't change.
So that brings us to another part of the story, which is that in order for a heat pump to be most efficient, if you're getting your heat through electricity, the electrical grid has to be powered by more renewable fuels, doesn't it?
That is very correct. We here in New York, already with the use of hydropower and nuclear, on most days you'd already come out ahead even now. But I completely agree with you. This technology really pays off as you keep cleaning the grid. It has to work in sync with our cleaning the grid.
Now, the heat pumps, as I understand it, are getting much better technologically to the point where it used to be that if you lived in a northern climate, you probably wouldn't have a heat pump. But now they're a little bit better for people even in the north.
That is very correct. In fact, they do drop in efficiency on a very cold day. But the newer models, they are sometimes called the cold climate heat pumps, are not so bad. And even on those cold days, they would do pretty well.
So do you think that we are seeing a trend right now that is going to get this country much more into heat pumps than it is right now? Because at the moment, about 48% of homes in the U.S. are heated with natural gas and 37% with electricity.
The dominant number of homes in the U.S. are still heated by gas, propane, or oil. Mm-hmm. And then when they are heated by electricity, they are frequently baseboard.
Right.
So, yes, we do need a transition, and we have to make that transition very cost-effective. One way to think about it is, on a very cold day, which only happens, let's say, 10 or 15 times in a year, you may need a much bigger heat pump. And, you know, then it starts to be not good on the customer's pocketbook. But if you already have a gas or propane or oil-fired forced air system, you could actually add a heat pump to that system so that now you have what is called a dual source system, so that on most days you'd use electric, except for those very cold days, you'd continue to use gas.
So it's like a hybrid car, basically.
This is exactly like the hybrid car model. And what's interesting is that if you took this hybrid approach, on those very cold days, yes, you'd use gas, but the total amount of gas you would use would actually come down by 90%. And other thing is, on those very cold days, if everyone started to use a heat pump, it could stress the electric grid. And this approach allows us to not have to make huge investments in the electric grid right away and continue to use both electric and gas and yet reduce our emissions dramatically.
Well, so let's finally talk about that. How big of a difference would it make in terms of the carbon footprint of the United States if people really made the switch over to heat pumps?
So I think it is, first of all, very significant, but especially the areas that I have studied in the Northeast, we would have a very big impact. And the reason is that currently the building sector is one of the largest emitting sources of emissions. And in the building sector, the dominant emissions are from heating, not from using your TV or lighting. And so if we could take such approaches where we both clean the grid and deploy these efficient heat pumps, then the emissions from heating could be reduced by as much as 90% by using this new approach.
That is Vijay Modi, who's a professor of mechanical engineering at Columbia University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.